chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just popping in here on our break to tell you about one of the other shows on the Chaos Server feed. This week we're talking about Chaos Traveler. This is a monthly to bi-monthly show, depending really on our time to do it, where we basically take a song and break it down line by line. It's usually myself and DJ Man, sometimes Artie Vice. There's several episodes already up on the feed. And it's really just about us enjoying and really exploring music and how it makes us feel. For DJ Madman especially, it's one of his favorite shows to do because he is just a big music fan. So please, check out the next episode of Chaos Traveler or check out the back catalog now available on the same feed. See you soon, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Whoa.
1 second.
Mm-hmm. That should be
How's it going?
Good.
So, just a weird thing that might happen. I couldn't get a hold of DJ Madman, who said he might want to do it, but he was thinking six. So what I did was I sent him an invite. He might just randomly pop in. That might happen. But other than that, we're going to get into our stuff about, you know, Sting. I just realized that's annoying. So it's going to take me. I just realized it's annoying because I had everything pulled up, like all the different pay-per-views, and like at the time I wanted to start them, but because two of our matches are on the Great American Bash, I have to actually go in and find the first one. So
time that you gave me for the first one isn't right.
What time did I say on the first one?
You said like 2 hours, 30 something minutes.
Look.
Which was not the case.
You
said
back.
2 hours, 33 minutes, and 37 seconds, which is not the case.
It is
earlier than that by probably at least a good, like 6-7 minutes.
Let me just double check and see if I've got the right one here.
Yeah, it was like mid-match. Right.
Yeah, I got 2:33:42 is where I'm at, and it's like the beginning. On 1990, the Great American Bash.
Yeah.
That's. What time are you at?
I'm currently at 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 30 seconds, and it's like the beginning of the match.
I'll go back, but like, I don't think that's right.
I'm staring right at it. Great American Bash, 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I go back to 2:19, it's in the middle of the tag match.
No, I said 2:27.
All right, well, I'll go to 2:27, but it's still going to not be where I was, but I'll do it just to...
What's your end time?
2:49:34.
Oh, mine's 2:49:33. So, like, that's weird. The same... That's so odd.
Yeah, because it wasn't in the middle of the match where I was. So you said 2:27. I went to, like, the entrances, but I'll go to 2:27. So what did you say, 2:27 what?
30.
30.
And, like, the match is, like, just starting.
Yeah.
Like, the ref has the belt in his hands, and he's like...
I'm waiting to get to 30. Let me do the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Everywhere. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And that guy over there, he's not the icon. He's not the legend. It's Mr. Artie Vice.
Yeah, get it. I have a full belly.
Good for you. I haven't eaten yet because I didn't want to start till pay-per-view actually started.
Oh, no. My stomach is full with a capital full.
So I went to 2 hours, 27:30. The time I gave you should have been Sting's entrance, which I was going to go through. But whatever. We're good if we're at 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 30 seconds to start this.
Is the ref, are we right? The ref is like the title in his hands. It's like...
Yeah, it looks like it's the very, very beginning. Everybody's starting. Elegante was taken out of the arena, apparently.
Yeah, then how does your 233 or 34 or whatever the beginning of the match? I don't understand.
I don't know. Like, I don't... Maybe I was misreading. Maybe it was 223? I don't know.
Okay.
That could be it. I've just been misreading it at this moment. I just realized. I don't know.
Ugh.
Whatever. Whatever. You were right about the time as far as the beginning of the match, so we're going to start here.
All right.
So we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. So how was the game that you were watching?
Pretty awesome. It was pretty one-sided. Made me feel good.
That's good. I've been watching TikTok of different AEW guys on their feed giving their favorite Sting moments. The one that stood out to me was Dustin Rhodes talking about how him and Sting used to play cards, and they would even play cards while driving. They would just flip down the thing. I'm like, shouldn't Sting have been watching the road? No, he had to hold his hand. Just, I feel like, I know people were irresponsible in the 80s, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, no. The 80s were a time of nobody giving a fuck.
They talk about distracting driving now. Can you imagine like having to keep a hand straight while you're like holding the wheel?
Right.
Yeah, so this is going to be our Sting thing. We're probably going to get all three. And I did look up the time frame for the third match, and it's only about 15 minutes, give or take. So we should be able to do all three with the extra time.
Hell yeah.
So. We can still do the two if you want, because I guess the pre-show technically starts at 6:30, but
it?
I don't know if they're going to do a match. Yeah, that's what the thing on Bleacher Report Live said was 6:30.
Oh.
But what they've been doing is just pre-show talk for a while, so I don't know if they're going to go right to a match at 6:30 or they're going to wait till 7.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, even if we miss, like, part of one of the matches, it's not like the matches on the pre-show are going to be, you know, bangers necessarily. One of them just kind of a hodgepodge of a tag match, as seems to always happen. And look at this. I never knew that Sting had a rat tail in this era.
You said you didn't know?
Oh, I didn't know. No, I thought it was just a flat top blonde thing. I didn't realize it was a rat tail in the back.
No, rat tail is like classic old Sting.
Yeah, never. Yeah, no, I never knew that, honestly. Like, if I made Sting in a creative character, would not have even thought to put a rat tail.
Oh, well, that's where you messed up.
Oh. I mean, that's one of the many places I messed up.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, what kind of pizza did you get?
Oh, just pepperoni. I was ordering from a new place that I've never ordered from before, so I just got a pepperoni to. I basically gave them my test order.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got it from my pizza from the same place I've been getting. So this time I tried buffalo chicken for the first time.
Ooh,
it's pretty good. I wasn't expecting it to be like crunchy buffalo chicken pieces on the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But considering it's pizza from a gas station, which I didn't know the first time I ordered it, it's actually really good pizza.
Ooh. I got mine from a bar.
And he obviously sat down, had a few beers.
Oh, clearly.
Reminisced.
Yeah. No, it's like a bar / like dining place. So I got my like classic, never had them before. Got my classic order of basically like a test pepperoni pizza and some mozz sticks, and not bad.
Yeah.
The pizza's good. The mozz sticks are just normal bar mozzarella sticks, though. Like, mozzarella sticks are literally like what you would buy from like a fucking freezer bag. But
in case you're not aware of Sting's early career, that crossbody was like a legit false finish, because I've seen him win matches in this era with the crossbody.
Hmm.
So, anyway. But yeah, no, the whole reason I actually got buffalo chicken, besides wanting to try the new thing, was because I have mozzarella sticks. I was like, that feels like a lot of the same thing. So I'll get buffalo chicken pizza and eat the mozzarella
sticks
in the freezer.
Dude, buffalo chicken pizza, like, When done right, is some of the best pizza you can have, in my humble opinion.
It's really good. I don't think it's as good as their bacon chicken ranch, as this become a commercial for a random gas station that I live near. But it's still pretty good. Man, it's like, it's literally my whole life. I think Sting literally premiered on TV the year I was born. And now we're going to watch his final match.
In the year I was born, 1990.
He won his first world title.
Yep.
Not to spoil anything, but if you didn't know what happens at the Great American Bash against Ric Flair. I wonder if there's going to be any surprise, like, people showing up at Revolution.
I can't imagine.
So
it doesn't feel like a...
they're building this surprise.
Yeah. Well, I was also gonna say it doesn't feel like a big pay per view. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I could see that. Yeah. Like, because maybe it's because it's not built around a world title storyline, but it's built around Bane's last match. I could see that.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's one rumor that I haven't brought up, but there are rumors that Sheamus might come to AEW. I found interesting.
Huh.
I
don't know why. I love Sheamus, by the way, before it makes it sound like I don't like him. I love Sheamus. I think he's awesome. I just don't see why he would do that. You know what I mean?
From what the reports I read is because he's really good friends with Adam Copeland, and that's like building that bridge.
Oh, okay.
Basically. But at the same time,
I didn't know that.
On his like break in his early 40s, in like 2009, so I don't even know how old he is now, but he's not like young.
No, he is absolutely not. I just, my humble opinion, and remember, I love Sheamus. AEW doesn't need any other old WWE guys coming in.
I could see some good matches, like Kim versus Powerhouse Hobbs and stuff.
Yeah, they don't need any other, like, it's going to start becoming the WCW issue that we've been talking about.
But at the same time, they're also losing people. Sting's retiring, Bryan's out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Not that I agree with you that they need to, like, more stars.
No, yeah, those should be replaced with your people that you have been growing in your company.
I really hope Jack Perry, I've seen some of the promos he's been doing in Japan. I really hope that he comes back, because I really do like the, have you seen anything like what he's doing over there?
No.
He's calling himself the scapegoat, and he's doing like promos about how what was the line? What people love more than a hero is someone to hate when your hero lets you down. Like, I'm really actually kind of enjoying it. I hope he brings this energy back with him when he comes back to AEW.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this might not work out well. Okay, how'd that hurt your tailbone, Flair? Like, at best, that should have hurt your quads. And your tiny, tiny calves.
So tiny.
It's a good thing he wears his knee pads down there so they look so well framed.
Right.
I wonder what I didn't look up the storyline for this, but obviously there's something going on that, like, you have Paul Orndorff, Junkyard Dog outside with the Steiners on the other side, and then, like, Ole Anderson with the Gigantic, or whatever the fuck they call them.
El Gigante.
El Gigante, that's it. But yeah, like it's still WCW, so it can't just be a straight title match between these two. It has to have all these other extra things on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just classic, like, oh, heel Flair has, like, help from the Horsemen or whatever, so this is a way to take away from that.
Yeah. Although I said WCW, which it is, but it's also technically for the NWA world title.
Right.
So. What do you think? I really was very disappointed with Flair's like physicality. Do you think they have anything planned for him during the match?
I hope not.
Honestly, if he's going to be out there, I hope that it literally just comes down to like the Bucks hitting him with like super kicks, just knocking him out early.
Sure.
And then just becoming a thing, you know?
Sure. If the Young Bucks say I'm sorry, and then super kick him, then fine.
Yeah.
But that better be it.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm not even saying I want that to happen. I'm saying if they're hell-bent on keeping him in the corner, like they've been saying, that's what I would use him for based on his performance and age.
I just don't, I just hate him. I just don't want him there.
Well, he'll be gone soon, but you'll still have to look at the woo energy drinks, so.
Woo.
You're an energy drink, like, drinker. What if they're, like, the best energy drink you've ever tasted?
I'm good. I don't need them. I've got other stuff. I'll take an Amp energy drink. I don't need any of his stuff. There's so many, like, good things out there. I don't even need to try his shit.
It's just, I don't know why everybody is making energy drinks, because, like, The Rock has one, too. I don't know when that became the thing. Yeah, but when did it become the thing for just individual celebrities to be like, getting an energy drink?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. This young whippersnapper Sting, I don't think he could really hold up against all this punishment on the leg by Ric Flair.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, I doubt this guy's going to have much of a career.
Yeah. He seems like a splash in the pan kind of guy.
No. If anything, like maybe he'll go to WWE immediately and have a few matches.
Right. No way he's going to get over in Hogan's land.
Yeah, no.
I feel like this is the era where they were really wanting him to jump. Like, they would have had him do it any time, but this era specifically to give Hogan a break. Right before this, I think they thought they had their thing with the Warriors. So this is like right around WrestleMania 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a year before this, they've been like all over Sting instead of Warrior because Sting can actually wrestle. But yeah, I think they should have brought him in right there because he's going to be a WWE Hall of Famer one day.
Yeah, that's fair. He is future WWE Hall of Famer, Sting.
Like his number one accomplishment in all of wrestling.
Yep.
If you didn't listen to our prediction show, go back because it was really funny. Nice Lord. Press slam. Just, you forget that Flair, like, because you're used to seeing, like, smaller guys being press slammed. Flair's a full-on heavyweight. And he did that really easily. Good job, Sting. I wonder what he's going to do to win the match, now that I think about it, because this is before the Scorpion Death Drop was a move, and before, I think, the Scorpion Deathlock, even. Like, it was a while before he had that submission finish, I believe. Oh, man. Everybody and where the fuck they are, somewhere in the South, are really loving this match. It's 1990. It's got to be somewhere in the South.
My guess is somewhere in Georgia.
I'm going to ask you. Yeah, well. Where I would be.
Georgia,
I'm gonna ask you,
Florida.
Just you can hear my recording. Does Georgia, Florida, South Carolina.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe North Carolina. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, is my, can you hear my fan? Does it sound really bad in the recording to you?
I haven't really noticed anything.
I guess I was. Okay, that's fine. I guess I was wrong. I guess the Scorpion was a thing way earlier. Also, the storyline that Oli can somehow hold back this giant just by being handcuffed to him.
Oh, here comes the rest of them.
Yes, the classic lineup. Arn Anderson, I believe that's, what the fuck's the name? Magnus, right?
What?
Magnum TA. Isn't that Magnum TA?
That's Sid Vicious. What are you talking about?
No, Sid's the guy next to Sid. Sid's in the white.
Oh, that's, isn't that Wyndham?
Oh, maybe it's Wyndham.
Yeah.
Looks that's like possible. I didn't really get a good look at his face, so. No, I knew that was Sid. You can't fucking.
Well, that's why I was confused. I was like, "What the
curly
fuck?
Mullet?"
Yeah.
Somehow, with all that distraction, Flair made it to the ropes. Cheating bastard that he is. Huh? For Flair, that was practically a tope suicida.
Right. Yeah.
If you're not watching along, which you should always for these matches because it's easier than waiting for us to describe what's happening. Flair literally just jumped in the ring through the middle rope to put his feet on the middle rope for a pin. It was actually pretty inventive for the time. Feel like Nick Patrick should have been counting before that, but okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure at some, even though Flair was the one getting pinned, I'm pretty sure I saw him mouthing count it or something.
Yeah. Goddamn referees not doing their job.
Right.
What the fuck, AEW?
Yeah. WAECW.
That was a weird ass moment to go to a wide shot of the crowd. Like, Sting was going for a flying knee in the corner. For some reason, they went for a wide shot.
He did it. He did it.
Sting did it.
Back out.
Woo.
Bye, woo.
Oh, my God. Who could ever believe this young upstart?
All you got to do is also believe.
Also, interesting that like he won with a small package, but didn't do the classic like lock his feet.
Yeah.
It was a very loose, small package to win with.
It was the loosest, smallest package I've ever seen in my life.
All right. So there's Sting's first title win. Now we're going to go. I think we can do this on air. Let me just go over to my menu here. So we're going to go to WWE because he is a WWE Hall of Famer.
WWE Hall of Famer.
So, yeah, we're going to go to one of his, I say this jokingly, but I'm pretty sure I'm close, one of his three matches in WWE.
Yeah.
We're going to go to WrestleMania 31. This one, I should be right. I'm looking at Sting's entrance. It's 55-14 is where I'm at. And it's got the band up there.
You said?
Yep.
All right. I'll be there in just a moment.
All right. And yes, this match very much annoyed me when it happened. Because I love WCW.
Yeah.
And this match shit over whatever was left of WCW for no real reason. Nothing was really gained. Just because. Just so that we could say Dirty won the war one more time.
Yep.
So 55-14, and we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. I will give them credit. The production value on the entrance is fucking phenomenal. Probably would have looked better later in the event when it was dark.
Yep.
That's not where they put this on the card.
Nope.
I had a weird thought when I was watching this that this is already 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, remember like the difference in wrestling from WrestleMania 1 to 9 or from WrestleMania 9 to 18? And then think about how basically the same WWE is from 31 to 40.
Yeah.
It's really weird that it doesn't seem to evolve nearly as much anymore. Maybe because it's like at the end It's like the final evolution of a Pokemon. This is where it was always meant to go based on the, electricus that was on the head of it.
I can see that.
Yeah, just a weird thought.
Well, I mean, at least in terms of WWE, it's probably the final evolution.
Yeah, I would, like, now that they're bought out by another corporate entity, I doubt they're going to do any drastic shifts in their style of wrestling presentation. Yeah. By the way, this is just a, do you prefer AEW's way of going with Stane's entrance with the Winter is Coming theme, or did you like this one better?
I mean, this one barely existed, so.
Nah.
Probably just prefer AEW's.
I do like the idea, but the Winter is Coming really made you, I think, even before they announced it, you knew that this was his last run.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I like that they like made that a part of it. Like, yeah, he's still staying, but this is the last one here.
Yeah.
Although I've heard that Stane is like, he's not leaving AEW. He's just not going to wrestle. So I guess he's going in like a backstage job. So, which I'm not mad at.
No, that's fine. I know, as much as you hate to admit it, guys have to retire eventually.
I don't know about that. Did you see Flair on Dynamite?
We can't all die in the ring like Flair.
You're here.
That should be, dude, if, 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Whew, sorry about that. I was going to say, if like Ric Flair came out to the AEW audience and they started a "You're Still Here" chant.
That would be awesome.
Like, instead of "You still got it," just "You're still here."
You're, I mean, it would definitely here. Happen. If we release this before the pay-per-view, like, there's a 100% chance that our rabid AEW listeners would start that chant after hearing our podcast.
You won't go away, dun, dun, da, da, da. You won't go away, dun, dun, da,
da. Oh, look at that. Charles Robinson. I mean, if I was going to put a referee in a state match, it would be Charles Robinson. Have you noticed in the 2K23 when they do like the video clips of the Cena stuff that they block out the referee's face specifically?
No,
and like, I don't know if it's every referee, but it's definitely Charles Robinson's face is like blurred out. It's just really weird. Corporate just decided, no, our referees are nameless blobs. They mean nothing to us.
Sure taking their time with this.
Yep, sure are.
Do they not realize he's going to be around for a while still?
Yeah, I mean, they got years to work this on. I mean, just think, if he hadn't gotten injured, do you think he would have still been wrestling to today? Like, do you think he had another 9 years in him? Or did we only get this last, like, whatever it's been, 3 years run because he had that break?
I definitely think it's because of that.
Meh. Oh, I forgot this is the Terminator entrance.
Terminator engines, yeah.
I mean, Sting got a band, but he didn't get any pyro.
That's fair. Well, he's not good enough for pyro. He's WCW.
That's fair. They didn't even have a pyro budget.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They brought him extras and built real-life Terminators.
Yep.
We should have known just from the entrance. It's like, oh, no, they're going to let Triple H just shit all over the last remnants of WCW.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he was the face of WWE when they were in the middle of their war. So, I mean, makes sense, right?
Yeah, no.
He was the face of it.
They really should have just like pulled the trigger. I know this is hindsight, but they really should have pulled the trigger on Taker versus him.
Oh, absolutely. But that would have given the fans what they wanted, and they can't do that.
Right. Just like Hogan and Flair back in the day. We couldn't do that then.
No.
Have to wait till like 2003.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say Athena does it better, their trips. Like your weird cosplay.
Sounded like you mentioned some sort of female wrestler, so I'm going to ignore what you said.
Sounds like the person you're talking about has a vagina, so therefore I don't care about their wrestling ability.
Exactly.
Although I've also heard, there's not anything concrete yet, but there's been things about Triple H and Stephanie both being drugged into the Vince thing now, which I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I wouldn't be surprised
one bit.
But I hope it didn't. I don't know.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I'm honestly happier than I've been in a while not being really into WWE.
Right.
Like, just feels kind of icky all around at this point.
Yeah.
Don't fuck this up, Tony Khan, because I swear to God, New Japan has a goddamn app now. I will just watch Japanese wrestling and
damn right.
be contented with it.
Triple H is walking down the ramp right now, like legitimately just like, oh, it's finally my time to kill Sting. Dad's going to be so proud of me.
Yeah. Anybody that worked for WCW at any point is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Wait. At any point. Wait.
What happened? What?
No. It's before I got popular. It doesn't count.
He's gonna spit on those people.
Spit on me, Triple H.
This is not where I'd want. Like, I'd want to sit front row in an event, but I wouldn't want to sit in front row if there's a Triple H match because I wouldn't want to be spit on.
Sting standing in the ring, just like, well, that looked kind of gross.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
That's the whole reason he started doing it. Somebody like said something to him about something being unhygienic. I think it was that he spit the water one time and somebody said that's unhygienic. So he then just did it every match as a fuck you to that person.
That sounds like something Vince would do. I mean, Triple H. Shit, sorry.
Triple H. Right,
my bad.
Paul Levesque. Paul Triple H Levesque, McMahon. Which is now what he's called about. He might as well have taken Stephanie's last name.
Honestly, yeah.
I did look up the time frame for how long this match will take, I think, or did I not?
That's
no, I did, because I had to... Yeah, I calculated like it should be about 55 minutes for the first two matches. So, yeah, we should be good. Sorry, I fast forwarded to figure out. I didn't realize the entrances took up, you know, half of that.
Look, my mistake. I fully understand that it was my mistake picking a match that took place during a WrestleMania at this point in time.
Well, yeah, basically any time after the arenas started to be every year.
Yeah,
that's fine. No, it's a good, because we wanted a wide swath of like Sting's time, so it's a good representation of that.
And Sting is a WWE Hall of Famer, so I'm sure they treat him really, really well.
Right. It's also about as well as we could do without getting the app to do a TNA Sting match, since it's like right after his time at TNA. So. Actually, weird thing, we're recording this, as we probably said, on the Day of Revolution. My Facebook memory that popped up today was Sting winning the TNA world title 13 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if they planned that, but they're definitely not going to mention it on TV, but it happened, apparently. Unless I was just making shit up for no reason that day.
It's possible.
I am a piece of shit.
Yeah, you are a stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, that's the power of the South. Woo. Maybe you should say that a different way, Sting. I'm just... you know, good point, good point. Oh, Triple H is thinking. That's dangerous. I know we've said this before when we watch arena shows in WWE. Who's buying the like top level seats and saying they're actually going to see the show? You're literally just there to watch it on a big Titantron.
Delusional people.
I would say at least WrestleMania is still relatively affordable compared to like the Super Bowl.
I don't know, man.
The most expensive ticket to the Super Bowl year was $44,000.
Yeah.
But no, it's gotten bad. I think even if you get to the fifth level, I think you can still find things that are expensive. Don't get me wrong. But compared to the Super Bowl, they're...
Yeah, but I think you were looking at like skybox seats too, which WWE doesn't have like skybox seats. You know what I mean?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Thought they did, like they're in the arenas, so I would imagine they sold those seats. Sell those seats.
Oh, maybe they do. I didn't think they did.
I might be wrong because I don't know. They might just use them for like guests and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I assumed because I've literally never seen them like show anyone.
Yeah.
In any sort of like skybox. Like literally never.
Oh, Triple H just gave him a code. Did you see the tap?
Yep.
What? Just saying, that's sloppy. Sloppy, Triple H. I shouldn't be able to tell that you're telling somebody something. What kind of cerebral assassin are you?
Yeah, you cerebral assassin.
That was my nickname in high school.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's funny on so many levels if you knew me in real life. But none of you do, so fuck off. Look at this. Jabroni, no selling. I would say shit, but it's literally his thing. Like, we just watched him in 1990, no sell a Irish whip into a guardrail. So.
Yeah, it's kind of what he does. Kind of his thing.
I wonder, like, how do you like approach that? Like, no, my thing's gonna be that I don't sell anything. I mean, okay, but okay. It's kind of like the whole point. But like, there are legit people that do it, like The Undertaker, same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when it becomes like dick behavior. No, you can't no sell a chair shot. No, wait, Sting's done that. No, you can't no sell. A table spot. No, wait, Sting did that too. I haven't watched this match probably since it's happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like how few moves are really done in this match so far. Like they are really doing this slow.
Yeah. Obviously.
I just didn't realize it went on this long before we got to the whole, you know, shenanigans and bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, that sneaky son of a bitch stuck out of his stinky flesh.
Oh, you made him come.
Was this? Yeah, it had to be. This match was no disqualification, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to have been.
Yeah, because of all the bullshit that happens. That's right. Or Triple H knocks out the ref at some point. That also is a possibility.
Yeah, that's fair too. Sorry, I'm just having a really hard time trying to keep up with all the action in the ring.
Yeah, there's been like five Irish whips. It's really hard to.
Yeah, it's really hard call. To. Yeah. What the
it's fuck? Not. It really is not a good sign that, like, we just watched a match from 1990 and there's more difference in moves from the 1990 match than so far the one from 2015, I believe.
No, they're old. Fucking
year. Yeah.
Like, Sting is past the age where you're going to see him do anything crazy at this point. Like,
that's true.
Flying around the ring and.
We're doing.
Flying into amazing tables spots. And shit like that. Like, he's way past the age of doing that.
That's actually a good question. Now that we're almost at the end of Sting's AEW run, how do you think he's, like, obviously it's been him doing crazy shit, but how do you think he's, like, stacked up to this newer style compared to, like, what you thought might happen?
A lot better than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just an interesting time to step back and, like, take a moment to, like, oh, yeah, no. We were both really concerned about, like, him basically looking like Flair did on Dynamite.
Yeah. No, I was very, very happy with his AEW in-ring career.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, over the top where it was, like, you know, we weren't stuck watching him every single week. You know, it was well
and
done.
Every time we did see him, it basically was like to get Darby over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think they really did a good job. I think you're right.
A lot better than I thought it was going to be. Like I will happily admit that I was wrong when it came to that.
One thing I wish is that we would have gotten the same Cody single match that we were looking forward to when he first showed up.
Yeah.
But wasn't to be for various reasons. Cody had a story he had to finish. And
yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you have these stories that need to be told and need to be finished, can't really take the time to have a random match with someone you have no history with.
Some might say that the Sting could have been a story that he could have, you know, told that would have been really cool.
But he had a story to finish already. Also, holy shit, did you see that bruise on Triple H?
Yeah. I don't know, like I don't know if he got it during this.
I think he did. I think that was from the ring when he did the over the top rope.
Oh yeah, that was a nasty landing.
Yeah, so that's what I'm guessing it was from.
And Sting got a pretty good bruise on him too from the Scorpion splash.
Yeah.
Stinger splash. Your brain's going all over the place. That was actually pretty good. That grab into the death lock.
Yeah, it was fine.
Uh oh.
Break it down. Ba-na-na. Hey, it's Daddy Ass. Look, it's
Daddy Ass and that fucking Traitor 6. What the fuck is he doing here? Everybody's like, you guys were supposed to catch me on that bump. Do you see my leg? You know what? Not as crazy as the jumps he's done in AEW, but.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Still, also, good job, though. I think by the point we were like, wait a minute. I think TNA had still got us to the point where we were thinking of him as a full time wrestler, not just.
Yeah, that's fair. I really want X-Pac to now just like run up the ramp really quick. And then just like change
take clothing. Off his.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a cool moment. Like if he had like betrayed DX at this moment.
Yeah.
But I think that would have also lent itself to Sting actually.
Yeah, and it would have taken away from Triple H.
That's true. It's got to be more about Triple H and his bullshit.
Yeah.
Too bad Shawn Michaels wasn't there to help out. Also, the NWO should have been a much bigger, like, there was like 80 NWO members. Like, you could have brought out Scott Norton.
Nope. Why would they do that?
Well, because he was part of the NWO at one point.
Yeah, no.
And he would have been way cheaper than any of the guys they did bring out.
Yeah, but he wasn't part of the WWE NWO.
That's fair. Well, in that case, Booker T should have come out.
No. I mean, like, the original WWE NWO.
Yeah. At the time, I thought this was stupid anyway, because it's like, the NWO literally spent their entire existence trying to destroy Sting. That was their whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Dusty in Trouble and the Horsemen come out. Like,
yeah. Although I will say, if they were going to come out to help him against anyone, it would be against WWE.
That's fair.
Also, I'm not going to lie, DX looks in so much better shape.
Yeah.
Because they're younger.
Yeah. I was going to say, all three of them were, like, you know, jobbers when these other three were on top. Yeah. So. That's one thing you're not going to see at Revolution, Kevin Nash.
Oh, I thought you were going to see. I thought you were going to say Hulk Hogan versus X-Pac.
I mean, that's possible. We might still see that on Revolution. Like, Tony Khan's like, oh no, I was planning this the whole time. It's time for the Hogan era to begin.
That would have been pretty hilarious, I'm not going to lie. I also would have cried.
Somebody asked QT Marshall about, like, Vince McMahon joining AEW, and he's like, I mean, he's got a pretty bad reputation to start with, so I don't think it's going to work. It's like, yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason. We all know it. God, this match was so WWE.
Yeah. I was so naive to think that they might let Sting win because, hey, it's his first match in your company.
Right.
And you're trying to establish him as a legend.
Right.
Forgetting that Vince really loves to piss just all over.
Yeah.
WCW at any moment. Nash almost blew out a quad there.
Yep.
In fact, he might have blown out a quad. I think he might have. And there's a Road Dogg, the wrestler better than Bret Hart. It still blows my mind. I think he meant as like an entertainer.
Maybe. But
even that claim compared to like how the crowds reacted to Bret compared to Road Dogg. Road Dogg was just a side piece to DX.
Yeah.
Like Bret had people mobbing him in his era.
Yeah. Man. You know what's crazy? Like, you know what's kind of crazy?
What?
I don't know. Actually, I don't actually know if what I'm about to say is true, but I'm just thinking about how things are right now in AEW. Out of everyone involved in this match, Billy Gunn might be the best. Like,
I forgot Shawn Michaels wrestler. Is involved in this. I really did. In this match,
time.
Like at this moment of this match that we're watching, that's. Probably true. Sean had been retired for a while. Nash could barely walk. Yeah, no, you're probably right. Because Billy's still doing it at a regular pace. Honestly, it would either be Billy Gunn or Sting.
Yeah.
For this match. No, He will not be denied. No, it's a small package, just like 1990. You know who's somebody that never gets talked about with the NWO, but was literally the like fifth member that I really was thinking about because I tried to recreate his NWO version in 2K23? Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah.
He literally was like number four, I think.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea was he was going to be the money man behind the NWO. Which I have not been very successful. I want to like create an alternate attire to make him like a manager for the NWO. I haven't really figured that out yet in 23. So I'm also annoyed because I can't figure out how to make a clone of Doink the Clown because there should be two Doinks or as many Doinks as I want there to be.
Huh.
I got really close. But the problem is the announcer will only announce him as the superstar, which for most people would not be a huge deal, but for me, it annoys the fuck out of me.
Right. That makes sense.
It's just, it's who I am.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, back to staying, fighting for WCW.
This match has been so amazing.
That was actually a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
I want, like, they had to have gimmicked it, but if you did hit a sledgehammer handle with a bat, would the bat win or would the sledgehammer handle win?
Honestly, if that was actually happening, both of them would have won and Triple H's hands would have lost.
That's fair.
Because he wouldn't have broken it. He would have just knocked it right out of Triple H's hands.
Good point, Mr. Vice. How many Stinger splashes? If we're going to do our own draft games, how many Stinger splashes do you think we're going to see tonight?
Tonight? Yeah. Do these ones count?
I was going to say just for Revolution.
Oh, okay. I'll say two.
Oh, cheating son of a bitch. Yeah, cheating, that makes sense. Two's a good... I think it's going to go all out. I think it's going to be like four or five. Okay. Just like going to hit the Bucks over and over again with it.
How many tables do you think he's going to go through?
I mean, it's his last match. At least 30.
At least 30. That's one for every year of wrestling. So like 40?
40 or something like that, yeah. Like they're just stacked up about like three stories tall in the arena. Yeah. And he just puts the Bucks on the very top one. No, this will be fine. Ah, that cheating Triple H was goddamn sledgehammer.
Cheating Triple H.
There was literally no point to it. Like, what you accomplished was shitting on WCW one more time, and you put a loss on Sting's record for no reason when he could have still been used to you as far as you knew.
All those like, old mother effers.
At least it was only the second match. Like, like I said, I would have put it on the dark just because I want Sting's entrance to be better. But at least it wasn't, like, the second main event or whatever. All right. I think we can move on to the next thing.
Do they do any sort of handshake or anything? I forget.
I don't know. We can wait and see.
Kind of curious. Maybe. I forget. Yeah. I feel like they maybe do.
I mean, they all like all of them were interchangeable in both groups and everything.
Yeah.
Like it's literally the click, just with a few extra people.
A few extra guys, yeah.
Road Dogg's like, shut the fuck up! I'll make you go do a trios match for your sons. I mean, I would love that. I don't know why
you keep
ignoring that idea. Peace in our time.
Peace in our time.
I think that's literally kind of how they, like, phrased it. I love the pat at the end, like, you want to go somewhere, kid?
yeah, you got an early future out of you. All right, what time is it? 6:30. How long is the last match?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, all right, we're good.
Yeah. Well, definitely before 7 we'll be done.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me pull it up. It's Great American Bash 2000, so it's the last one. It's somewhere like 2 hours and 1 minute, I believe, but I got to double check. I think that was what I said, though. I got to pull up the actual thing. By the way, I am so, I don't know if it's just, it's got to be just the crappy brand of TV that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Since I decided to just do all of our watch alongs on the Roku, so much fucking easier.
I don't doubt it.
All right, so down to 2000. And this is kind of a wild card pick. Yeah, I was right. It's 2:01, so 2 hours and 1 minute exactly. You're going to be at Vampiro's entrance.
David Flair and Ric Flair.
But yeah, this is kind of a wild card pick because in the crap storm that was WCW in 2000, I remember this storyline between Sting and Vampiro actually being one of the bright spots. Yeah. So we'll just have to wait. This isn't actually the match I thought it was because there's another match they had where I forget what because every match had a gimmick for 2000 WCW, but like Sting had been like given basically a brood style bloodbath like a few weeks before, and he showed up and he was still just drenched in blood to fight Vampiro, which is pretty cool.
What time did you say?
But 2 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's the last match. Yeah. All right. I'm actually 2 hours, 1 minute, 1 second, but I'm just going to wait a second before I hit play. Don't listen to me.
All right, go for it.
All right, let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. But yeah, Vampiro, like, I really wanted to see more of him after WCW closed. Like, I know he did a bunch of stuff in Mexico and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was, like, one of the few, like, guys that came in this era of Russo shaking it up. And I was like, oh, that actually is pretty cool. I mean, I think I said it, the gimmick is a Human Torch match, so kind of an Inferno match, but more it looks like it's going to be on a pole match because that was Vince Russo's favorite kind of match.
Yeah.
And younger Eddie Kingston just sends somewhere and like, fire! That's a great idea. I should use fire. I actually forgot to mention that on the prediction show, but it's like it wasn't part of what was leading up the show. Jay Briscoe attacked Buddy Matthews again, but this time he tried to use the pyro on the stage to burn him.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Rio wouldn't have been too happy, but
it's part of the reason I think I thought of this match was like, fire. That's right.
Yeah, it's fine.
There was a Sting match with Vampiro. Look at that young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
That's some weird rope work you have to do because it's like, I do want to grab this torch, but I in no way want to actually touch the fire.
Right.
So, yeah, from what I Gathering, just because, again, it's a Russo era. Well, he's going to say it. So, yeah.
Hero, are you afraid of heights? Because I'm not.
Yeah, I do this shit all the time. So, yeah, it's basically you got to go get the torch, and then you can use the torch on your opponent.
Yeah.
So, pole match, just with more steps.
Titantron match, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Well, originally it was like below the Titantron, if you're not watching along, but Sting just raised it up to the very top of the Titantron, so you have to climb it.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, as like as crazy as Russo's gimmick matches get, this one is not the worst idea I've ever seen.
Right.
It's like the worst was probably Buff Bagwell's mom on a pole. But yeah, no, like having to just climb somewhere really high to get a torch to do an inferno ending, like all of it makes sense, really. Especially because you don't have to actually set up a whole inferno match rig like the WWE had, where like has fire around the ring. By the way, this is also the last Great American Bash. I don't know why. I don't know why they stopped doing these in WCW after 2000. I love that Vampiro just said, "You gotta be kidding me."
Yeah, he just said that like five times, just like over and over. He's like, "You gotta be kidding me." Then the camera would go away. Then it would come back to him, and he'd be like, "You gotta be kidding me."
He must have just been saying it so they could get it on camera. But he didn't know like when they would be on him.
Yeah.
Whew, that was a nice power slam.
Oof.
Yeah, this was a really... Like, for anybody that doesn't remember this because you were watching WWE instead of WCW because that was the right decision to make in 2000, honestly. This was a really big blood feud. Like, they really went at each other. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of Mankind versus The Undertaker when it first started. Which makes sense because Vince Russo never had an original idea. He just sort of repackaged things that worked in WWF and then took credit for the stuff that happened in WWF.
Yeah.
Even if he was just barely involved at best. Don't pour the gasoline on his butthole. Don't do it.
Don't touch my butt. Don't touch my butt. To be fair, the only thing I remember about Vampiro in WCW is the stuff with Sting. So
I think that's about all he did because... Like,
he wasn't around for very long.
Yeah. Well, because everything was falling apart. So, right. Like, after Sting, I think he got pushed to the side. But like I said, it was enough that I still remembered him years later. I was like, whatever happened to Vampiro? And I found out he went to Mexico.
To think that man will one day be the manager, I guess would be the best way to put it. Of Penta El Zero Miedo.
In Lucha Underground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, he's like... They actually have a death match in Lucha Underground. That's pretty sick.
I know he did commentary for them. I didn't realize he wrestled for him, too.
Not very often. It was like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It was because... Spoiler alert. It was because he was revealed as, like, Penta's... Like, I don't even know how to put it. Like leader or some shit, I guess. Trainer, right. Teacher, leader, person. Taught him the ways of the dark. Then he, like, betrayed him or some shit. And so they had, like, a grudge death match type thing.
That makes sense.
It was pretty cool. Like, Vampiro still did, like, he did a good job for being
old. He's a very good hardcore wrestler.
Yeah. Like,
One thing also that annoys me about this era of WCW is that, like, you watch WCW in, like, 96, 97, and they're slowly getting better with production values.
Yeah.
By 2000, they've got the production values down. It's just for mostly shit.
Yeah.
Damn you, Sting. Stop trying to grab my butthole. Why smash my buttholes? Ooh. God. I'm sure there's a crash pad there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, I have no way of knowing if they would actually do it. I hope that that's why he was caved in. That they put. It looks like they put something there, didn't, so he wouldn't die.
Yeah.
What we're learning is that, like, as much as we were like, I can't believe Stain is doing all these jumps off of stuff, he was always doing it. It's just now he's older, so it's like, why is he still doing it?
Well, he wasn't always doing it.
He did hit a crossbody off the top rope in 1990. I'm just...
That's like, fair, that's, I guess.
That's basically like jumping through two tables.
Yeah. I'm going to say the more death-defying quote-unquote stuff is like a 2000s and on kind of thing.
Right.
Like literally starting in the year 2000.
Not going to make a Conan O'Brien reference even though I want to. By the way, that's fucking Vince Russo right there. Let's make it harder to see.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's the lightning effect for Sting. No fucking duh. I feel some shenanigans are happening while they're out of sight. I'm calling shenanigans.
Oh, he did it. He finally touched the butt.
Oh. Just like they think it makes it look cool. It really is just making it harder to watch the climax of this fight.
It does make it very hard to watch, honestly.
And it might give someone that is epileptic seizures.
Yeah.
So if I had known, I would have given a warning about that, but it just literally happened.
Might be a smart idea for them to give a warning on, I don't know if they do or not, but like at the beginning of this, now that it's modern day.
Yeah. No, I would definitely... it would be a smart idea, but that would require somebody to actually pay attention to the WWE library that's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Especially the WCW part of the WWE library. I mean,
right. Nobody. No. Literally nobody.
There's no way that they like actually have an archive team like they probably should. Which, by the way, I was going to say I would do the job. I'll do the job for AEW. How about that? I still can't bring myself, even if I got that fucking dream job for me, using my actual training and my love of wrestling, I just couldn't do it.
Ooh, pick me. I was an archival assistant in college. Pick me. I won't make sure everything goes up in smoke.
There's an amount of money that I will do, but...
Oh no! My God, Sting is on fire. And I accidentally deleted all your footage. Oh no!
Honestly, like really cool effect. Like,
yeah,
Sting was fully engulfed. Take that, Kane, with your one arm.
Right.
But yeah, you could honestly, if you thought about it for a second, you could. Figure out that Sting was the one that was going to be on fire because that was definitely water that Vampiro doused him in.
Yeah.
In the ring. Okay, so do you want to take bets on whether Sting's going to be set on fire at Revolution?
Or... I'm going to say no.
I hope not. Like, why would you do that? I'm just curious, like, how long this goes before they Like, are they going to show Sting being, like, carted out?
Yeah, right? Also, guys, it's out. Like, at this point, all you're doing is pumping, like, chemicals into his mouth.
I think that's dry ice.
Yeah.
Fuck, Tony looks young. Maybe he just looks really old now. I don't know. But
both.
That's fair.
It's over 20 years ago at this point, so.
Why do you have to say shit like that to me?
Because, like, I'm also feeling it, so I want you to as well.
Like, we ever see those things about this song's turning whatever, and that never gets me. You talk about fucking wrestling 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking punch people. Yeah, keep him cool. Keep him so cool. All right, I think that's about it. So,
yeah, that's it, man.
So, yeah, that's us building up for our watching of Sting. Man, he's had a weird-ass career. Can't wait for us to watch tonight how it happened, and then we'll definitely talk about next week at Chaos Ringside what happened. Let's see. Next week should be Deep Space Nine because we bumped that so we could do the prediction show this week or last week at this point.
Yep.
So Deep Space Nine and then Chaos Ringside. So we're all set. Hope everybody enjoyed Revolution. We'll see you soon.
Deucers.